This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting the troubled Middle East beginning today. Saudi Arabia, Israel, the West Bank, Egypt, and Qatar. Last night, senators released a bill that would link wartime aid for Israel and Ukraine to a border enforcement policy here in the U.S. But the Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson, says there's no way that bill would get through the House.
The President of the United States opened the border. We documented 64 specific actions that Joe Biden and his agencies have taken to create this catastrophe.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, he was on NBC's Meet the Press. President Biden says this bill would allow the U.S. to continue vital work together with partners around the world. Another drone attack late Sunday on a base housing U.S. troops in Syria, but no reported U.S. casualties. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A drone attack on a base housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria late on Sunday has killed at least six allied Kurdish fighters. The U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said on Monday the attack hit a training ground at the Al-Omar base in Syria's eastern province of Deir el-Zur and accused Syrian regime-backed mercenaries of carrying out the attack. No casualties were reported among U.S. troops. An umbrella group of Iran-backed Iraqi militias, dubbed the Islamic Resistance, released a video claiming responsibility for the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mother Nature is slamming California again. The second of back-to-back storms is flooding roadways and knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people. She broke the record, and she has a new album coming out. Taylor Swift won Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards, breaking the record for most wins in the category with four. She also revealed that her new album will come out in April. This is AP News. Violence at a weekend house party in Denver. The AP's Julie Walker with what happened and what we know about why.
Two people were killed and four others injured in a shooting at a Saturday night house party in Denver. Police say a 26-year-old man and a boy were killed after a group of uninvited guests showed up at the party and the confrontation escalated into gunfire. The shooting was reported Sunday just before 1:30 in the morning in northeast Denver's Green Valley Ranch neighborhood. Police say evidence from the scene points to multiple shots being fired from multiple guns. Police say they don't believe it was a random shooting. I'm Julie Walker.
A Russian cosmonaut has broken the world record for the most cumulative time spent in space, 59-year-old Oleg Kononenko. He has spent more than 878 days and 12 hours in space. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.